Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Live from the Mulcairum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Baseball Spo.
Yeah.
Baseball
yeah.
Spo.
Baseball Spo. That's right. He is joining us live from West Palm Beach. His name is Adam Spillane, and we like to call him Baseball Spo. What's happening, my man?
Hey, guys.
I see you do that every time. I feel like I do like the whole build up, and I'm not like the super build up guy, but I'm like, all right, we're about to get there, and then you're just like, hi
man.
All right, so you went into the clubhouse today, and it seems like you got a chance to talk to, you know, the manager, and I think importantly, we heard from Lance McCullers. What was your main takeaway from McCullers? Because the McCullers thing, as you know, is one of those things that we're all hesitant to put our trust in. What was your main takeaway from meeting with Lance?
Yeah, I think that he is cautiously optimistic. And I think that's kind of the approach that everybody is taking right now, is that they are cautiously optimistic that he is going to be able to make a return. And today was important because he checked a box. And that box is that he is now done with throwing bullpens, and now he can go on to facing hitters. And so this weekend he will throw his first live BP. I think they are hoping, I think that he's probably hoping that he'll need 2, maybe 3, and then maybe at that point he'll be able to pitch into games. But yeah, they've been down this road before, and I think right now they're in a really good place with it. Velocity is he's happy with where the velocity is. I don't think he cares about the velocity right now, but I think that for the most part he is good with where he is at this point.
Wait, and what's the significance when we're talking about velocity there?
I think it just shows it indicates that he's healthy. One of the things that he talked about was how he was actually throwing harder right now than he was when he was healthy in 2021, you know, when he was coming off of a healthy offseason. But so while he's not really worried about the velocity, he's happy that he's like not going out there going max effort and throwing only 85. Like,
yeah.
He's still 88, 91. So I think that's a really positive step for him.
Now, you know, I know everyone knows it's not so much him getting out there or even live BP. It's the repetitiveness of it and how he responds,
yeah,
and all that. Did he say anything about throwing curveballs and that?
Yeah, he's throwing all his pitches. He threw all of his pitches today. And I think that he's also, the other thing that he said was that he's got like a feel for all of his pitches too. And when you've been away for as long as he has, you can very easily lose your feel for those pitches. But he said that not only is he throwing, you know, his changeup and his curveball and his slider, but he's got really good feel for those pitches right now.
All right, so what the hell happened with some of these guys out here? We got Dubin, we got Pedro Leon, we have both of them dealing with some injury stuff. What's going on?
Yeah, normal camp type injuries. I think the Dubin one is, it seems somewhat serious. Sean Dubin is a guy who I think was probably had a really good chance of making the team out of camp. He's a reliever who doesn't have options, so that kind of gives you a leg up on the rest of the competition when it comes to making the team. He had a shoulder thing at the start of camp. He tried to throw yesterday. That didn't feel good. So they have sent him back to Houston, where he'll be examined by doctors back in Houston. Leon, they don't think it's serious. It's a knee thing. It happened sliding the other day. But he's a guy who has an opportunity to make the team as an outfielder, and so it looks like he's going to be out for, I don't know, I don't, again, I don't know how serious it is. They don't, he's having an MRI, but he's staying in Florida to have the MRI, so that would make it seem like it's not that big a deal. Then the other one is Taylor Trammell, who, again, was going to compete for one of those outfield spots, and it looks like he's going to be down for a little while. I think he's got an oblique thing, so... Like there are outfield jobs to be had and position player jobs to be had on this team, and you've got a couple of guys who are down right now, and that might impact their ability to make the club coming out of spring.
Well, one of them that might not be open for long is second base. Nolan Arenado, of course, things are back in the mix. Where do you think that stands right now? And Paredes going to second base.
It still seems incredibly unlikely at this point. We'll have to wait and see what happens here in the next few days. Who knows where the Cardinals are, because it feels like the Cardinals don't want to just do a salary dump. They want to actually get some players that might help them for Arenado. I don't think the Astros, A, have the ability to meet that demand, or B, really want to meet that demand when you consider just like what their farm system looks like, and I don't know if they want to be trading guys off the major league roster. So I would be surprised still at the Arenado thing. I will say, another former Rocky who is in camp right now and is vying for one of those infield spots is Brendan Rodgers. And, you know, Rodgers is a guy who was drafted third overall by the Rockies in 15. I talked to him for a little bit today. He seems very motivated after how things ended for him in Colorado. He's a guy who won a Gold Glove in 2022, was hurt in 2023, had kind of an average year last year. That's somebody that you can really that is interesting to me moving forward, just because you've got kind of that track record of being a really high pick, so you know there's some tools there. He's somebody that the Astros have liked. And again, I do think that having a little chip on your shoulder always helps when you're coming in, when you're going to a new team. That's somebody, Brent, I think Rodgers is going to wind up. He told me that he thought that he would play tomorrow. I don't know if things might change because of the weather and today's game getting postponed, but that's somebody to watch here in camp.
My bad. Didn't mean to step on you there. We're talking to Adam Spillane, live from West Palm Beach, talking a little spring baseball here in the loop. We're going to talk to you a couple times this week, I imagine. And so what I'm going to ask you to do in every instance, based off of whatever you have and whatever you can you give me a power ranking of second base, the depth chart right now, from your perspective?
I would say it's probably Dubon 1, Rodgers 2, Luis Guillorme 3, and then maybe Zach Short 4.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Other thing with the Arenado trade, and we were talking about it, or potential trade, we were talking about it earlier. Like, to me, it tells me that Jose Altuve, and you've mentioned this, was going to go to the outfield no matter what, which is kind of good news, meaning he went into the offseason working on the outfield, right?
Yeah, I think one thing is that there was a line of communication between the Astros and Altuve about this whole thing. This wasn't something that was just sprung on him like you saw in Boston with Rafael Devers, where Devers seemed to be completely taken out of the blue that he might not be the third baseman for the Red Sox after the Bregman thing. So I think the fact that there has been communication between the Astros and Altuve, I think he certainly knew that this was certainly going to be a possibility. And obviously it's something that he's been open to. And I think that when you look at how he played the position last year, it's a move that was going to have to be made at some point. So you might as well get it out of the way now, see if he's comfortable with it, and then move forward from there. But yeah, I think that he definitely went into the winter understanding that there was a good chance that he would be getting some reps out in the outfield at some point.
All right, so you obviously being on the ground, one of the benefits of it is that you're physically there, you're in the space. Can you generally just kind of give me a vibes check? How did you feel going into the clubhouse today?
I mean, I think that there's an optimistic feel to the group. I think that whenever you are at this point of the season, everyone's happy and excited to be in camp. I think that everybody, there are certain guys on this team that I think probably feel like they have something to prove, especially the guys that are new. So, and then you've got a bunch of pitchers who are either trying to get back or trying to make names for themselves. So it is a team that's in a very different position from where it has been over the last, you know, three, four, five, 6 years. They aren't the favorites to win the World Series anymore. I don't think they have that World Series or bust mentality, but they do have the feeling of a team that expects to be good. They're going to go out and compete. And if they can get to October, then everyone's great. But I don't think that they have those same lofty expectations now as they have in the past.
Speaking of this time of year, at this time of year, you always get somebody. There's always one who is in the best shape of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And in this instance, that is John Singleton. Can you confirm or deny?
Yes. Yes, the arms stand out. I think he spent the entire, like, he was trending in that direction last year. Like, we started to notice last year, like, hey, he's in better shape now than he was in the past. And yeah, you can tell right now that body has been transformed here over the winter. Yeah, so you've heard it over the, you know, the last week or so, and I can confirm. Yeah, John Singleton, he looks very different now than he did last year.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now. He definitely does. I don't know what that's going
to
mean.
Yeah, what's the optimism level that leads to anything? Because he's out of options as well. There's a number of guys that are out of options, and he's going to need to be useful to this team in order to maintain a spot. And you were talking about kind of that second base depth chart. There's some lefties there. Like, he's not going to be special just because he's a lefty bat. Like, what's the optimism that this then leads to some effectiveness from John Singleton?
No, I think that he was going to make the team regardless of what happened, unless he just completely flatlined during spring. He's a left-handed bat, will come off the bench, and they need somebody like that because, as we saw from Joe Espada last year, he likes to go to his bench early, and he will use all four of those bench spots in a game if he has the chance to. So the fact that he had success last year as a pinch hitter, you know, for whatever flaws he might have, he still had an above average offensive season. It wasn't like a great offensive season by any stretch, but it was above average. And if you can have an above average bat like that coming off your bench every single day, that's a huge, huge plus. Now, does the body transformation result into him being a better hitter? We'll have to wait and see, but it certainly doesn't hurt.
Yeah. What's the plan with Jose Altuve in left field in terms of getting eyes on him out there?
The plan is for him to play a game at some point this week. Just looking at the schedule, it would seem like Wednesday would be the best opportunity for that, just because it's in West Palm Beach. I don't think Thursday they play in Port St. Lucie. I don't think they're going to make him go to Port St. Lucie to play the outfield for five innings. So I think, if I had to guess, I think he's either in the outfield. I think you see him play in a game either on Wednesday, maybe Friday at the latest. And I think that he's on the same schedule as Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena. So you will see those three guys get into games this week.
All right, Spo.
We'll be there for it.
Oh, yeah. That's the beauty of it. Appreciate Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors having you out there. Speaking of y'all all being out there, spinning the house together, what's the plan for attacking the day, especially since there's no baseball going on?
Yeah, that's still to be determined. Party time? Probably not, but you never know. You never know. Hopefully the weather, I mean, it's not raining right now. But I think with that, the rain is expected, throughout the day. So hopefully that holds off a little bit. But yeah, I'm not the one in charge, so I just kind of go with the flow over here.
Adam's just keeping his head.
Come on, man.
Adam's just keeping his head down.
Get in there and suggest some moves, man. Let's go. Those dudes need a jump start.
I am low man on the totem pole over here, so I just do what I'm told.
All right, so it seems like you're more observer than you are a planner. So at least observe me this. Over under times that people actually get into the lake, I'm setting it at 1.5.
Into the lake?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
We're in Florida. They got alligators here.
Oh, it's no big deal.
All right. There's a sign right at the dock that says beware of alligators, mm-hmm. and there's a smell in that water that says hey, there's probably alligators in there. So
there's an alligator smell.
Yeah, yes. I would have been out too.
Now Seth is big enough to where he could hold them off.
That's what I'm saying.
The rest of us aren't.
Y'all got muscle. Don't be soft. Get in there. Do it for the people.
Well, I'll tell Seth, and we'll see what happens. And we'll get you guys video of Seth fighting off the alligator.
That's all I'm asking for. That's all I need. All right, Adam Spillane, baseball Spo out there in West Palm Beach, giving us coverage like nobody else can. We appreciate you, my man.
Always, anytime, guys.
There it is. Baseball Spo, man. I'm excited, man.
Wild man.
Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun. I'm kind of sad they didn't get a little baseball on the first day.
Yeah, I felt bad for them.
Especially like, look, they're missing out. I'm glad that they went. I really wish we could be there to be like a jump start for them. Mm-hmm. They're going to sit in the house and watch TV, aren't they?
They sure are.
God, yeah. They sound about right, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because this ain't like they just more homebodies.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Y'all got a lake. And what is it? Paddle boats that they said was
pool.
Out there? Come on, y'all got
to. I'll be trying to hit somebody town.
Yeah. Do something, you know what I mean? Like Palm
Probably
Beach.
Probably like one time.
Drive to Fort Lauderdale or something, man. Like there's stuff to be done.
Yeah.
Come on. Reggie like, where the hoes at?
Come on, let's go. It's nice out.
Yeah.
Come on, do something. All right.
Florida, man.
Exactly. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to Spo. We'll be hearing from one of the gentlemen every single day as they are out there in West Palm Beach. Again, thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including let's hear a little bit from Lance McCullers and shout out to the University of Houston getting a big win this weekend. We'll talk about that more next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.